Whether the tree is real or fake, there's plenty of debate this year over what to call it. Evangelical groups say they want to put Christ back into Christmas. And this season, House Speaker Dennis Hastert declared that the Capitol has a Christmas tree, which will no longer go by the more generic term holiday tree.
President Bush was criticized for sending holiday cards that didn't specifically mention Christmas. A website calls on shoppers to bypass stores that promote, quote, holiday sales instead of Christmas sales. The website goes on to ask, when did anyone buy a cut evergreen in December for any other reason than they wanted a Christmas tree?
Interesting question. The answer can be found in a book called The Battle for Christmas. In this history, Stephen Nissenbaum reports that neither the Bible nor other records gives a specific date for the birth of Christ roughly 2,000 years ago.
It was not until centuries later that Christians renamed a popular pagan holiday, rebranding it as Christmas. Stephen Nissenbaum writes that the Yule log, the candles, the holly, the mistletoe, even the Christmas tree come from, quote, pagan traditions.
Many were adapted from various celebrations of the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. This helps to explain why some church leaders viewed the festivities with suspicion for centuries.
In 1659, the strictly religious Puritans who settled New England declared the celebration of Christmas to be a criminal offense. More centuries would pass before the American Christmas took its present form. And even today, some Christians regard the Christmas tree as a distraction or even a false idol.
Nissenbaum's book does not suggest that modern Americans should cherish this holiday any less. It does remind us that many rituals of Christmas are exactly what we make of them. And today's debates over Christmas are not exactly the first. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.